Good morning. My name is Chandler Combs, and this is City Daily. For those of you who don't know me, I am the City Music Director here at City. So I'm the man behind the team that writes the songs for our church. I absolutely love doing that. My wife's name is Michaela, and we have an adorable little girl named Ellie. So, yeah, that's pretty much me. All right, so today I just wanted to speak on something that I've really wrestled with for a good portion of my life in hopes that anyone else who struggles with something similar would just be encouraged and led in the direction for freedom in this area. My struggle really just has a lot to do with self-identity and self-confidence. It's been something that I never really knew was a problem until I became a husband, father, homeowner, and leader of an awesome team in my church, all in the span of a few years. Growing up, I was just a total spaz of a child, okay? I was the kid running around with the Cookie Monster hoodie on, yelling way too loud, being way too obnoxious 90% of the time. I was the kid that everyone enjoyed laughing at. And honestly, that began to fuel me. I often sought validation and acceptance through being silly. And a big negative was that it was hard for people to take me serious or respect me, because I was just the funny kid. And the difficult thing is that I've kind of held on to that identity. I've put myself in a box that did not allow me to grow. Every time I would mess up, I would hear the lie, "That's because you're not good enough to be a dad," or "That's because you're not good enough to be a husband. Why would they respect you?" And these are the lies that would continually just attack my mind. I really had no concept of how to make a mistake and learn from it. Instead, I would make a mistake and beat myself down for it and tell myself that I'm not good enough. It was, and still at times, is a horrible mental battle to walk through. It felt like I was in a place in life where God had given me so much. A wife, a daughter, an awesome team to lead in the church, all these amazing things. Yet the enemy was holding me down, making me feel like I could never live up to who God has called me to be. I recently found this question, and I just want to ask it to you. How would your life change if you saw yourself the way God sees you? I just want to say that one more time. How would your life change if you saw yourself the way God sees you? It's so easy to tear yourself apart mentally when you have not prepared yourself or set things in place to defend against the lies of the enemy. Pastor Jim just spoke on this recently. If we do nothing to prepare our hearts and minds to defend against the plans of the enemy, we are going to lose that battle. You can't do it on your own. Trust me, I've tried. You know, and these lies had snowballed so large in my life that I began to assume everybody saw me the same way I saw myself, as just that kid who can't measure up. And it drove wedges in my relationships, because I thought they saw me that way. So please, if you struggle with this, stop trying to deal with it yourself. You know, if I were to just share a couple of ways to combat this, it would be these two things. Number one is Joshua 1:8-9. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. This is my command. be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You need scripture and prayer in your life. It is the number one weapon we have against the enemy. This is something I'm working on right now in my own life. I know this is kind of sad to admit because I have grown up in church, been serving in the church for a really long time, but to be honest, I never really bothered memorizing much scripture. I would just say, I mean, it's written in the book, so I can just look it up if I need to, right? Let me just tell you, that doesn't work. You need it locked and loaded, okay? When the lies come, you need to be ready to speak truth to that lie. You don't have time to look it up. You need to be ready because the enemy is persistent, so you need to be prepared. There's been multiple times in my life where I hear a lie and deep down, I know the truth, right? Like I said, I was raised in church. Like I know Jesus loves me and he values me. But man, in the heat of a mental battle and in the heat of a mental struggle, if you don't have that truth written on your heart and mind, it's so easy to forget and cave into that lie. It doesn't matter how much you've been around church. You need scripture written on your heart and written on your mind. Number two is to talk to someone. This has been huge in my life. You need people in your life to encourage you and speak truth into your life when you find it hard to believe on your own. Just think about if your best friend in the whole world came up to you and they were telling you that they have this huge job interview coming up, right? And you know they're gonna get it, right? They're so qualified and excellent at the job. Like you just know they got it. And they come up to you and they say, man, I don't know about this. I'm not good enough. I don't think I can do this. Nobody's gonna respect me. What would you do? Right, you'd probably slap them silly and tell them how ridiculous it is that they would even believe that. You would say, you are enough, you are respected, you are valued, and you got this. Right? It's so easy to say to somebody that you care about, yet it's really hard to tell ourselves that. Right? That's why you need people. We are created for community. So if you don't have a mentor in your life or a really close, trusted friend, man, find somebody, connect with somebody, talk with some of our staff members at the church and just get connected with somebody. You need to be able to share your heart and your mind because if those thoughts have nowhere to go, if there's nowhere to lay them out, man, they're just gonna fester and it's harder, so much harder to combat those lies when they're not laid out on a table and placed in the arms of somebody who loves you and is for you and cares about you, for them to take those thoughts and speak life and truth into you. So those are the two big things. And I also, just before I close, I just want to say this. If you are specifically dealing with a self-confidence issue, let me tell you this. The answer is not being confident in yourself. The answer is being confident in the Holy Spirit and how He moves in and through you, making you capable to be strong and courageous and do all things through Christ who gives you strength. He is where your confidence comes from. You don't have to strive for it. It was given to you on the cross. All right, let me pray for you. Jesus, I just thank you so much for whoever's listening to this right now, God. If they are walking through a similar struggle, mentally just feeling such a lack of confidence, such a lack of identity in who they are and who you say they are, God, would you just meet them in this place, meet them in this moment, and just begin to speak life, begin to remind them how much you love them and care about them and value them. Father, I just pray that you would lead them into community, that they would find somebody who they can talk to. God, that you would just highlight scriptures in their heart to equip them to combat the lies of the enemy, Father. And God, I just thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. I thank you so much for your Holy Spirit, Father. God, would you move in our hearts and minds and just guard us, protect us from the lies and the plans of the enemy. Jesus, we love you and we praise your holy name. Amen. God bless you.